Let's get this party started, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, G5 G5 Radio. This is going on week 10. I think we're getting out of this. A lot of people are getting ready to go to the beach and everything because this is Memorial Day weekend. And first and foremost, before anything, we got to make sure to give much respect to all the soldiers, both past and present, that have served this country. And we thank y'all for defending us and giving us the opportunities we have in this country as we do right now. Next, the tag team duel, which I will introduce, Teacher Extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon. It's a nice, look like the rain has stopped, but it look like it's going to start back up again. I figure it's rough. I'll just head back in if it starts coming back out.
The second member of this tag team is calling via satellite from where?
Quakertown, PA.
Quakertown, PA. And that is Mr. GPS. Good afternoon, sir.
What's happening, folks? We getting ready to get the hell up out of here.
What?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're supposed to stay at work, sir.
We was at work. And now we are no longer at work.
And what if I tell you got to stay?
You just trying to stop me.
There you go.
Okay?
God bless America.
I'm busting out this motherfucker like the goddamn Kool-Aid man, okay?
Wow. There we go. That's what I'm waiting
I'm
to
glad
hear.
They let you go early, man. They let you go early. You stay for a minute.
Well, usually the shift goes from 12, there's a 12-hour shift. So it usually goes from 7A to 7P. However.
Yeah. However.
They've done some reorganization up here, and they determined that there's really not a whole lot going on after 3 o'clock. So they're deciding to let us go early.
Very nice.
Which works for me. Hopefully the shift stays from 7 to 3, which enables me to do other things.
We got a lot to get to, and I'm going to start off with a nice, healthy soundbite.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, we got to start off with a banger. The presidential candidate, Mr. Joe Biden, is apologizing for controversial comments that he made during the Breakfast Club show just the other day. And the quote was, if you have a problem figuring out if you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. Damn, Joe. I think that went way too far. We got to start with Cortez on this one.
Oh, yeah, I think it did. He lost his composure, bro. So you telling me that if I don't vote for you, I must not really be true black living out in the hood. The problem with Joe Biden that I have, he is very short fused, man. Mm-hmm. He flips out, man. At least with Obama, you know, even though some people say Obama was a little bit too laid back, but Obama would have been more conscious of the audience that he was talking to, man. The problem I have with Democrats is that they automatically assume because you black, you won't automatically vote for them. And a lot of folks are saying, you know, y'all hollering at, but what the fuck are y'all doing out in the communities right now?
Mm-hmm.
You want us to vote for you, but what are you doing for us to want to vote for your dumb ass?
Man, it's just really unbelievable. And I'm gonna play this one more time again for GPS here. So, soundboard, let's do it.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black,
bang. GPS, unleash hell.
Joe, you've been doing good up until now. Can't follow Donald, okay? I know you can speak better than this. And I know you can think it through better than he can. We don't want to have to start writing your scripts out for you, too.
Is this the part where we usually say you only had one job? You only had one thing to do with the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne. Come on, Joe.
He just sounded like he was pissed, man. That's what got me, man.
No. In my opinion, I don't believe so. When I look at the video here, I'll use an old phrase that we used to say. He's trying to be down. He's trying.
You don't have to try. But
he's trying.
We already listen, he doesn't have to try to. The difference between him and Trump, the one thing he's got going for him is that he understands what it's like to be poor. He understands what it's like to not have the money that he has and access that he has now. Trump doesn't understand that. And the other thing is he don't want to understand. But you already come from that side where we can agree on. You ain't got to do no more than that. We know you're not there anymore.
Okay.
But, you know, just stay where you are. Don't do nothing else.
I think what he should have did, man, he should have consulted. He should have spoke with the black folk on his team and said, look, is this appropriate or inappropriate? But at the same time, man, Joe is going to be Joe. Joe goes for the hit, man. I feel as though he has to be very cautious on how he puts out information, man.
He's trying too hard with us. So, you know, take a look at the video whenever you guys get a chance, and just look at his reaction afterwards. He's got this nice little giggly, googly reaction and everything. You know, some people say, oh, that's just Joe. But is just being that, it's just regular Joe talking, is that going to cost him the presidency?
Nah, he's trying to get to that demo. He's trying to hit a certain market, man. The younger African-American voter looks like, I don't even check out the Breakfast Club, man. I don't even look at it. I don't even listen to that shit, man.
Ooh.
Not that I have anything against it or anything.
Right.
But he's trying to go for a younger group, man.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can see why he must talk the lingo in order to get those votes from them, man.
Right.
But my attitude is, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. If you're trying to get the millennium vote, you gotta go all out like that to get their vote, man. Then you gotta really check yourself. How far are you willing to go? Because half of these millenniums, they don't vote, man. I'm sorry, but they ain't out here voting like that.
A couple hours later, Mr. Biden came back with an apology. Quote, I know that the comments have come off like I'm taking the African-American vote for granted, but nothing could be further from the truth. I have never done that. I have earned it every time I've run. I was making the point that I have never taken the vote for granted. And in fact, I know in order to win the presidency, I need the African-American vote. And it was the driving force, as I said in the beginning of my campaign a year ago, to my being able to win in the first place and win the primary. And it's going to be critical to my winning the presidency, unquote. GPS.
I think he's always been for the people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, he doesn't have to try so hard. Look, we already knew you grew up poor. That's the association and the agreement we need as you get in here and start, you know, making laws and policy. And you don't have to talk to us like, you know, you're talking slang. You know, that's not what we need. Since you grew up like us, you want to make things better for us. You want to make sure that another COVID-19 does not ever happen again in life. We need you to do what you need to do, what Obama has started. Put all that stuff back. Mm-hmm. Beat this bum out of office, please. And put all that stuff back so we can get this country back on track.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no reason why 1 in 10 people should be unemployed right now. No reason.
Let's all sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
See the empty pocket needs a refill.
I got a squad with a list of complainers. I should have started rape. Rappers against phony entertainers. So we can make it known that we won't get swayed. It's 91, son, so something's gotta change.
Getting paid, pedal sneakers and soda pop.
Pop, pop,
pop. Pop goes the weasel, his drawers drop. Why not take your top 10 pop hit? Fix the music and make senseless rhymes fit.
I guess it's the fact that you can't be autistic. Intricate raps becoming so simplistic. I got a strong mind, it doesn't have to be spoon fed. And I can read or does it have to be read?
So some stay illiterate and feeble. Legally licked, you go the ways of the weasel.
The weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel.
Points in one period, appearing in complex structure like a pyramid. The paper for the media presence. You learn lessons from the face of false legend. Stop vexing on the skills you ain't originate. The thin ice you skate upon a break and set you straight. Ate up on the plate, now who's Diesel? Not the weasel, not the weasel. Pop goes the weasel.
Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel, cause the weasel goes pop.
Pop, pop.
Then you looped it, you looped it.
You boosted the record, then you looped it, you looped it.
Hey, yo, I came from Cali and they hooped it.
But now you're getting sued, kinda stupid.
Boosted tracks get slaps, you got no haps to reach the four corners of the maps. For the kids in Kansas, to those who speak Spanish, doing crazy damage so the whack gets banished. Can't manage the truth until you buy weight. You ain't quick, so you switch off the exit from a highway to rest. But a crook has to take a second look. Ever heard of a chef who can't cook? But the
line, our goals for mine. Find the prime, we'll eat the green eggs and swine. Online like the search in a hoodie with the woody. Get a disc or tape, it's Sam Goody. Why'd you run through the door, some left open? Open off the scenes of the crime smoking. I got putting them up like a stud, see? Blowing up like I'm throwing up a beef patty. Sellouts run about like the measles. No cures, cause Pop goes the weasel.
Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel, cause the weasel goes pop.
Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop goes the weasel, cause the weasel goes pop. Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, Pop goes the weasel, the weasel.
Where you're heading to home, GPS? I'm seeing your screen.
Yes,
here.
I am.
Okay.
I am rocketing home at this very moment.
There we go. We love
the only thing that's slowing me down is the fact that I am on a road with a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Oh, okay. You're one of those guys that just likes to speed and speed and speed.
No, I just have to follow the speed limit right now. When I get three blocks to the main road, I can almost double my speed. And when I get to an even bigger road, I'm going to triple my speed.
Even though the sign stays at the same rate. Well.
No, no. It's going to go from 30 to 50 to 70. Except I'm going to go from 30 to 60 to 90.
Cortez, I think the Popo might get on him.
Nah, not today. Hey, stop. I got no time.
Hey, okay. Yeah, as long as he does 30 in those small blocks, that's where they get your ass at, man.
But what about the 90? What about the 90?
Nah, man. Once you get, they're not worried about the cats on the highway as much, man. Wow. You know.
Okay. Just play it safe, GPS. Just play it safe. Let's jump to another subject. The same church, a different pew. We're going to stick with the White House here. Now, everybody was in shock this morning, as I was, because I just found out this news. So it's a semi-breaking news. President Trump has a press secretary. The press secretary's name is Kayleigh McEnany. Usually on Fridays, she gives a press briefing to everyone. She wanted to basically give a shout out to the president because he donates his paycheck to different, organizations or agencies. And this time it was the Department of Health and Human Services. So she's doing the right thing, trying to give props to Trump and everything. So she decided to do the greatest thing possible. When she was given this shout out to the president, she decided to pull up the check in her hand, turn it around in front of the cameras and in front of the press, and show everybody how much he donated. And that would be okay if the bank and the routing number wasn't showing.
Wow.
Yeah. She's from Harvard, okay? Look, I didn't go to Harvard, but us Temple folk, we know you cover that fucking routing number. You cover where the bank it was from. If you can't even do that and you are in that position, oh, I'm sorry. You gotta go. Put me in that damn job, please. This is my candidate.
Well,
this is my candidate for Hero of the Stupid.
He probably told her to do it. And
I don't care.
Him not thinking. Again, you got to remember, this is a guy who doesn't really think about a whole lot of stuff. This is what I want. Do it. Bang. Doesn't really matter anything else.
Well, guess
especially if you're going to be on the hook for it.
Well,
so,
guess what? I like to see you go on YouTube, turn one of your checks around in front of the camera with your routing number showing. Do you think you're going to wind up doing that?
Well, hell no.
Okay. Well, then there we go.
But I don't have Donald Trump telling me to turn around and show people that I've given him this check. It's just like the goddamn stimulus. Mm-hmm. He stopped printing the checks because he wanted his name on the check somewhere. Dude, why the hell does that matter? They're going to run this thing through a machine. They're going to push some buttons and they're going to throw that paper in the trash. They're going to throw it in a file somewhere. It's never going to be seen again.
Well,
what's your problem?
Well, Mr. Cortez actually has a copy of that, right?
Yeah, I got a copy of the letter. The check I didn't get, but the letter, I got the formal letter. I can't read that damn signature, man. My daughter signed that shit, man.
Wow. Okay.
So it's just show and tell, man. You told this press secretary, make me look good somehow.
I think she did more than that.
She made him look like he's supposed to look, man.
Stupid?
Yeah, but he's going to hold on to her, man. He's going to hold on to her. He ain't going to fire her, man.
I can tell you, tons of people have probably written down the bank as well as the routing number. I just want to know who's going to be the first person to just try. Just try to see if they can grab some money with that routing number.
But when they put the, did they take the check and put it in a slot? Because keep in mind, I didn't see the press conference. Bro, did they take the check and put it on a slide, or they just zoomed in when she was holding the check up in the air?
Homegirl held this shit up in the air.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see the route numbers.
Oh,
on that.
Oh no, my friend. Oh no,
wasn't that hard to see it?
Nope. You can even zoom into it afterwards, after video, or even taking a photo, and you can see it.
Man, she gonna keep that job, bro. She ain't gonna let her go.
Why? I guess we are in the wrong position, but yeah, it's just mind-boggling. So either way, as I mentioned, that is my candidate for Hero of the Stupid, because I'm sorry, that is the best way to get you fired is to do something like that. I don't see none of us anytime soon gonna like show anybody our checks with the routing numbers on it or the bank that it comes from. Hey, this just goes on and on with how this administration has been doing it. And hey, let it be. I'm just glad it wasn't my routing number. Thank you very much. And even if it was mine, you wouldn't get nothing.
They always been sloppy. I'm not surprised by the sloppiness, man. No. It's always been that way with this administration.
Yes, and we're back here at the Jack Off Hour. 187.4 on your FM dial. I am Willie Dynamite. We're getting ready for another quarantine kickoff hour. We got the D-O-double-G here. Yeah, that's right. We got Snoop Dogg in the house. Speaking of house, streetlights on, nigga. Get your ass in it and stay there.
I want to go outside. What? I'm stuck in the house.
The house.
I want to take a ride. But I'm sitting right on the couch.
Ooh, you can't tell me this is how we supposed to be living.
No.
I'm just waiting for the day I can have some fun. Too much time on my hands, my whole world is spinning. I just want to have a good time in the sun.
I'd rather be out there in the streets, in my hood, in the beach, feeling good, gripping that inside every scene. Usually I would be out there in the club, VIP, banging the dub, fresh and clean, gripping that inside every scene. I got the rhythm it takes to dance through what we have to live through.
They say don't go outside till it's safe to play, baby.
I'm in my house just chilling. Here's my chance to dance my way out of my constriction.
Moving in a mirror while I'm listening to some oldies. Cooking in the kitchen, Madden with the homies. Release a little tension, dinner with the family.
I'm in my house just chilling.
And you know it ain't nothing wrong with spending a little quality time, ooh, baby.
You can't tell me this is how we supposed to be living.
No.
I'm just waiting for the day I can have some fun. Too much time on my hands, my whole world is spending. I just want to have a good time in the sun.
I'd rather be out there in the streets, in my hood, in the beach, feeling good, gripping that inside every scene.
That's what I'm talking about.
Usually I would be out there in the club, VIP, banging the dub, fresh and clean, gripping that inside every scene.
I wanna go outside. But I'm stuck in the house.
The house.
I wanna take a ride. But I'm sitting right on the couch.
It's better to be sick than sorry.
Yeah, you got that right. Choose my battles wise. Ain't gon' fight that fight. All my family and friends, I just want them to live. Happy times and good health. Old to the young. Times gon' get better. I know it's slow to come. I couldn't hold my tongue.
I got a little message for
we
you.
We gon' take our time. Ain't no need to rush. We'll be back in the sun.
Can't tell me this is how we supposed to be living.
No, no.
I'm just waiting for the day I can have some fun.
I just wanna have a little fun, baby.
Too much time on my hands, my whole world is spinning.
I just want to have a good time in the hood. I'd rather be out there in the streets, in my hood, in the beach, feeling good, repping that Eastside MVC.
That's what I'm talking about.
Usually I would be out there in the club, VIP, banging the dub, fresh and clean, repping that Eastside MVC.
You got that right, baby.
Wanna get out in the sunshine.
Oh, Snoop D-O double G, baby. Sunshine.
Let's get to some good news. I'm happy for New Jersey because they've been getting their restrictions lifted on outdoor gatherings. And now it's gone from only 10 people to 25 people.
Oh, shit.
The beaches are starting to open. And this is coming straight from Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey. It says, if you are looking forward to a gathering with your neighbors for Memorial Day cookouts, you may do so. So long that social distancing and personal responsibility remain the order of the day. From what's listed here, as of the 22nd, says the limit of the outdoor gathering is lifted from 10 individuals to 25. Public and private recreational campgrounds may open effective immediately, and indoor gatherings remain limited to 10 people. GPS?
This is the wrong way to go. Mm. It's too soon to start opening things up. You know, this thing is going to be transmitted all over the place. It's going to be a problem.
You don't think that people are going to be cautious and any kind of concern for their fellow citizen at all?
You can only be so cautious when you put a million people in one spot. You're only going to be able to stay away from each other, far away from each other for so long. If this virus, if what they say about this virus is true and it's transmissible, now mind you, not everybody's going to be walking around with a mask on their face covering their mouth. Well, they're only going to do it, they're only going to raise it up when they get close to somebody else. Well, guess what? All of that virus that you just breathed out as you've been walking down the boardwalk, all these little spores are just floating all around the boardwalk.
Mm.
And nobody's going to breathe any of this in when there's now 2 to 3 times the amount of people that would have normally been there? No, I'm sorry.
So I take it that you're not going to the beach anytime soon?
Absolutely the fuck not.
Cortez, what about you?
I think it is too early, man. Especially Jersey had the highest number, didn't it, man?
Oh, yeah.
Right behind New York.
That's what I'm saying. They had the highest number. I mean, if you had the highest number, why are you trying to promote? Why are you trying to promote getting together at this point, man? You should still... Yeah, it should still be locked down. Still be locked down. I mean, you know, because when stuff like this, until they come up with a vaccine, we're going to always be living on the edge like this, man. Because we can open back up, but what's going to happen a couple months later? This shit going to spike right back up, man. I mean, we got to learn from this, man. Brazil is going through their shit right now, man. Brazil might surpass us, man, the way they're going.
Yeah, at the last point from what I heard yesterday, they had about 6,000 people that were supposedly infected, but it's going to literally, I would say, quintuple or more, unfortunately. The way that they're talking over there is that they can't dig enough graves fast enough to keep up with the people dying.
It's like... poorer your country, the harder you get whacked, man. And Brazil hasn't always been a rich country to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And their testing is very seldom. But even worse, Mexico's testing is not even almost non-existent from what I've been told.
Yeah, but they got low. But it's not as bad over there at this point, man.
Bro.
At this point. You notice how I'm saying at this point.
Okay, I'll give you that. But still, unfortunately, there are a lot of communities out there that can't afford to stay at home because work is their livelihood, is their businesses, everything. It basically, the town runs when people are running. So they can't close. So it's worse. I can imagine what kind of hot spots are down there. And shout outs to, down there in Mexico and in Brazil, because they're really, really going to get hammered, unfortunately. It's just something that you would think that the political powers that be would do something about. What do you think should be the way to go here, GPS, as far as Philly is concerned? We've gone back down to yellow. People are allowed to go out and about and everything like that. But are you still kind of like keeping your distance?
As much as I possibly can.
And Cortez will be the same way, even though you had to go out and about today, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to go down to Philly, take my mom shopping. They are practicing social distancing down there, man. We went to the supermarket. Signage was up. The staff was enforcing. They were telling people, look, I mean, I seen a guy roll up on this woman because she's buying corn, and she's shucking the corn, like, right there in the store. Mm-hmm. And it had on it, yeah, it had on it. Sign said, no shucking. That worker went right over to her. He was like, miss, you can't do that up in here. And she complied, and she moved forward, you know. So mm-hmm. they're handling line, you know, they're getting on you about how far you are in the line and everything. So they are being proactive about this. Places I went to up in Philly.
Glad that, of course, family's doing okay. GPS, your family's doing all right, too, in the midst of the Rona?
So far, so good. Me and my dad have a daily discussion about, you know, it being transmitted, and, you know, he's afraid because my parents are elderly now, and, you know, they've got issues. The last thing they need is this corona in there, okay? Yeah. Them and my nephew, I still think that you've already been exposed, even though that's not to say don't take any precautions, but you still got to watch it. And I still think it's too early because, you know, the numbers are still climbing. You still have too many people out there with it.
Churches are finally getting the green light. Well, at least in the mind of the president, hopefully that all these churches will open up. If not, he's going to wave that magic wand and order everybody, all the governors, to follow his authority. Now, there is a church that had been battling coronavirus restrictions lately, and it was destroyed in a fire that investigators are believing was considered arson. Investigators at a Mississippi church, the First Pentecostal Church in Holly Springs, Mississippi, was found engulfed in flames this past Wednesday. Investigators found graffiti on the lot that read, "Bet you stay home now, you hypocrites," spelled with a
wow.
K. Hypocrites.
Was it 3K?
No, no, not 3Ks. Not 3Ks, just one. In this case, it was just one.
I'm just asking, man, because where is that at? Mississippi, bro.
Exactly, so. Mississippi burning. Exactly. We all know about that. But no, in this case, only 1K. So in the complaint, the First Pentecostal Church asked for a temporary restraining order to keep the city from preventing services indoors as part of enforcement of its stay-at-home order. It's also added that the church had been allowed to meet for drive-in services a few weeks ago, though the legal team was, quote-unquote, continuing to pursue the right to meet in person. Well, somebody probably didn't like that at all, and they just decided to torch the church.
Oh, man, I think, I hate to be foul about this, but, man.
Go right ahead.
We all have insurance policies, don't we, folks?
Yes, we do.
That church is insured, man. Mm-hmm. If it burns down, they have the right to file an insurance claim and build a whole new church, man. I'm not saying one of the members did that on purpose, but I'm not, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, man, because these churches are financially hurting just like any other institution right now.
Well, I'm hoping it wasn't done for insurance purposes, but, you know, in this day and time, it's not that, you know, it's not really that far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really like a hate crime, but it's very possible.
There's a lot of places where you can still catch it if you're not careful. Case in point, there's a hairstylist in Missouri that saw dozens of clients this month while sick with the coronavirus. Despite showing symptoms, the stylist went to work for over a week in May, exposing as many as 91 people to COVID-19.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So according to the Springfield Greene County Health Department, the stylist went to work at a Great Clips in Springfield while showing coronavirus symptoms from May 12th to May 20th. The officials say that both the stylist and their clients were wearing face coverings during appointments. 84 clients, 7 coworkers, were potentially directly exposed to the virus. All the individuals exposed are being notified and offered testing, and the Great Clips location is temporarily closed. Go ahead, Cortez.
That's just plain old irresponsible, man. Mm-hmm. Man, that was one thing they specified. If your ass is sick, you need to lay low, man. You know, when I had my sinus issue, I still locked myself down just to be on the safe side. I didn't have corona or anything, but, you know, when you know you are sick, if you are exhibiting symptoms, maybe it's time for you to sit the fuck down. Now, what's going to happen with this? If this is not a, this is the Great Clip. What is it? Great Clips. That's a franchise, isn't it?
Yes,
man?
It is. Yes, it is.
They're going to go bankrupt, man, for the simple fact. Those folk, those patrons, they have the right now to, if they want to, they can go for class action suit against that whole entire company, man. All because one of their workers came in there sick.
GPS, you've been the advocate, as I mentioned before, of people just trying to have more common sense. Obviously, this woman did not have any sense.
Yeah, that was just plain old reckless, really. And it was really needless. Shut down for 2 weeks, get yourself cleaned up, and then you can go back and you don't have to worry about infecting anybody.
Yeah, I guess now that shit spread it to...
Now what? You got a whole friend. He's right. Nobody's going to trust Great Clips now wherever you go. You
know? Shit. After that, because now you went to go get a haircut. You had no idea that your stylist had corona. You took it home to your family. Mm-hmm. And then let's just say the people in your house, so they might be interacting with folk outside of the house. So, you know, it's a damn shame, man. It's a damn shame with how that went down.
It's borderline ignorance the way I'm looking at it. So let's just, to me, I say throw the book at the person. Some people will probably say, hey, look, attempted murder. I say do what you need to do, but just make sure that person is just put behind bars. To use a famous phrase that 45 like to say, lock her up. Lock her up.
I'm trapped in, I know it. Hey, I know I'm trapped, I'm trapped, I know I'm trapped. Yeah, hey, look. I heard my nigga talking about me, whisper getting close. Niggas ain't breaking bread, I don't even know you. All the shit I bought you niggas, all the shit I taught you niggas. Look this loyal, ungrateful nigga, I'm thinking I should offer niggas. Learned the hard way, keeping it real may cost a nigga. All that love and bruh shit, they gon' cross a nigga. Cross me. I know that I'm trapped, I know it, I know it. I know I'm depressed, I show it. I'm poppin' Zans, I'm paranoid, I'm 50 and 0, I'm Floyd. Streets ain't never defeated me, before I was rapping, I was a G. Money was always on time, my plug ain't never mistreated me. Okay, this the intro, so I'ma set the mood. What's up? You thinking twice, I am too. Yo, so ain't none of you niggas cool. So now that you know what you wanna do, huh? Hey, free my nigga Five, I got your message, bro, I miss you too. Riding in the car with my enemy, them bullets gon' hit you too. And all that you ain't got nothing against me, I ain't got nothing against you too. But I hope it hits you too. I want his mama to miss him, and I want your people to miss you too. Want that Gucci Louis Fendi, so you take them risks. And you ain't working 9 to 5, you overtime in kitchen. You bought a Rollie and a Cuban before you bought yourself a house. Trap. Mama in the hood, you know you forced to move the out. Trap. You took niggas' work, they went and shot up mama house. Trap. You a selfish nigga, damn near took your mama out. Damn. Niggas never thinking. Niggas sipping lean, drinking, popping pills, sinking. Pussy niggas linking, bad bitches winking. Me, eyes open, never blinking. Focus, rhyme with that Draco, got it. What the hell you thinking? Where the hoes? Slow it down, got it? Whoa. 400 for the truck, this ain't the lamb, this the rose. Like 150 difference, that's a Richard Millie Mo plane. I say 5 bricks if we wanna talk in codes. I'm trapped. It's like I heard the streets talking to me. I'm really, really. Trapped. Doors closed, nowhere for me to go, nigga. I'm really, really trapped.
Let's go on a tangent here, get a little lighter feel of everything going around. How's everything going, GPS? You were the most hardest working person in the universe as far as this weekend goes.
I am.
How's the new job, though?
So far, so good. I actually got to load in the rack the other day. So what I mean by the rack, it's where I actually pick up the diesel from the refinery to take out to whatever fleet customers there are for that evening. Hmm. When you go in the rack to pick up the diesel, it's not like your normal nozzle that you would have at the pump when you go to get gas. It's this huge steel, almost like a cannon. And when you open up the manhole covers on top of the truck, on top of the tank, mm-hmm. Now you're shooting out hundreds of gallons per second with this thing. So mm-hmm. It takes only minutes to fill up a 5,000-gallon tank.
So you definitely like what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really – done this aspect of trucking before. So, you know, this is all new. So it's exciting for me. And then we went out and delivered. You know, one customer may have taken 50 gallons total. The last customer we took, delivered at, he took 3,000 gallons. Mm. Mm. I mean, he emptied the truck. You figure 3,000 gallons at $2.49 a gallon is the current diesel price. Sometime tomorrow, he's going to get a bill for $7,500, and he's going to pay that. And guess what? He's going to go back there tomorrow and do the same thing again.
Wow. Nice. And Cortez, what about yourself? What have you been up to lately?
Not much, man. Just getting ready to try to do this online show, man. Yeah, so I've been working on that, man. Got to take care of this portrait commission I got to work on, man. Still doing the teaching, man. We're at this point right now. We're about to shut school down. I got to pick a day or 2 days to go and clean out my classroom and everything. That's it, man. Just preparing for the summer, man. Debating whether or not I want to send my daughter to summer camp, which I probably will not. She's going to be at home with us.
Okay. Yeah, you just make your own summer camp at home.
That's what's going to have to be, man. It's going to have to be summer camp, man, because I told my wife, I was like, we're not really ready for summer camp this season. We're going to have to mess with that next year.
Would you just pick up bags of trash if they were just, like, thrown on your curbside or anything like that?
I would if it was my street. But I definitely would if the trash is in the middle of the street, man. Like, literally, if I'm driving, it's like a trash bag right in the middle of my car, man. I would probably get out and push it, take it to the curb or whatever.
Well, there's a family in Virginia that went out for a drive on a Saturday to try to get out of this whole monotony because of COVID. And the car that was in front of them swerved out of the way of what it looked like a bag of trash. So, you know, sometimes in Philly, you see that. Bags of trash and everything. So, okay. They accidentally ran over this trash. So instead of just leaving the trash on the road, they stopped their truck. They got out, picked up the trash, and threw it in the back of the truck. You know, not thinking anything of it. They're going to throw it away. All right. Sooner than later, they saw another bag of trash lying in a ditch nearby, and then they grabbed that one also. So when they finished their drive, they went home with these big white bags. But they noticed that they looked like they were supposed to contain mail. But no. They opened up the bags, and inside of the bags was $1 million in cash.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, yeah. The Carolina County Sheriff's Office reported this happening, and there was two trash bags literally full of $1 million in cash. They were all in little baggies, I guess, full of money. And inside of the bag, as well as the plastic baggies, they were addressed with something that said cash vault. So they said, in their conscience, I think the right thing to do is to take this back. The sheriff's department collected the cash, which had been lost in transport and turned over to the United States Postal Service.
There you go.
Investigators are working to determine where the money came from. GPS. Looking at this photo here, they are postal bags. The ones with the clips and the little tags on them. I've worked with them many a times. We posed a question to you. Post office aside, if this is just a regular trash bag, nothing, no labels, no nothing on it, $1 million inside, what will you do?
You got to turn that in. Because those bills, when you get money like that, it's marked. And you may not see it. But guess what? The first time you pick up a bill and your fingerprint winds up on one, they're going to be able to trace every one of these bills back to this bag right here. And your fingerprints are going to be on it. Okay. So they're going to find you. It's just a matter of time.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, can you lie about how much was in the bag when you got it? Hey, it may have been $1 million in it, but when I saw it, it was only $700,000.
Well, okay. Hey. So he took a finder's fee. He took a finder's fee.
There you go.
But you can't keep it all. I mean, hell, let's just say you go conservative, just keep $100,000 for yourself.
That's fair.
You know, come on.
Would you do that, Cortez?
I'll get that shit back, man, because money like that, gee, it's either one or two things. People, man, and maybe because I looked at that show, it's a show on Netflix called
Ozark. Ozark. Great show.
Yeah, that shit is a good show. People laundry money any way they can, man, especially when you got money like that and you got entities laundering it or cleaning the money. They're usually mob-related or cartel-related. They're going to look for you, and they find you. Oh, man, they're going to do some nasty shit to you, bro.
That's a good point.
That's why I would take that money, take it right to the police station, and act like I don't know, man, because I don't know who's tied. I can see 10 grand, man. I don't mind that, but $1 million? You telling me that nobody is out looking for that man, that some cat is not driving around with his squad trying to track down that money, man.
Now, at the same time, you know, there have been people that have returned stuff, but they usually say, and I don't know if this is still existent now, let's say the police holds on to it. Don't they have like about 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and if nobody claims it, then you get it?
They used to, man, but you got the issue is now you got crooked ass cops out here that will go up in there and take some of that damn money, man.
That's
why
they'll take. I know no fist. Yeah, I love my cops out there, but man, you got $1 million thrown in front of your face, and you're not even. You know what I'm saying? You may not, because even when they found these bags of money, do we really know that they knew it was $1 million in these bags? Man, it could have been more than $1 million. We don't know the final count. Or we don't know whether or not the money was counted properly.
Mm-hmm, that's very.
That's
true.
Another issue. So it might be short a few dollars or so.
Yeah, just make sure when you grab them, grab some gloves. Put on the gloves first. Then you might have a chance. But either way, yes, honesty is the best policy. Just make sure you turn it in. Because, you know, I think they deserved a reward. I don't know if they did receive one. It wasn't mentioned that they did. But they were honest and they should have gotten something at least. That's my 2 cents.
Yeah. I wouldn't be expecting anything from it, man. You know, I would just be happy I got rid of it because, what, man, if you're sitting on top of $1 million, where are you going to put it at in your house, man? You going to put it in your walls like they do on the show, man?
Well, you've been watching too much What's Happening or something. They put it inside the air conditioner grates or something like that.
Yeah, man, you got to find it. $1 million is a lot of cash, man. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fucking cash to try to hide in your house, man.
Get off of this whole money tangent because this is Memorial Day weekend. We are here to have a little bit of fun, to get our food on and get our drink on. And luckily for you, we have the right advice for your needs here in the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous. The champagne dreams, caviar nightmares, and grilling and chilling. And our official aficionado of the Grillin' and Chillin' Memorial Day weekend is here with us, Mr. GPS. Good afternoon, sir.
What's happening, folks? What's going on?
All right. Well, this is, as we mentioned, the start of the Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. We need to get some advice here. There's a lot of people that are ready to go out, go to the beach, go to their friend's house, just go outdoors. And a lot of people are going to be doing some grilling and chilling. First and foremost, according to the National Fire Protection Association, approximately 9,600 home fires start with the grill. And July is the month with the most fires, followed by May, then June, then August. More than 16,000 people have been admitted to the ER annually from grill-related injuries. Most are for thermal burns, which represent about 8,200 of the visits, according to the National Fire Protection Association. So they give some tips to prevent these hazards from happening, and I'm going to run these by you, gentlemen. The first one is to avoid the use of propane and charcoal barbecue grills indoors. I think that might be a little bit more logical than you think. Number two is always clean the grill before using it and make sure to remove all grease or fat beforehand. Mm-hmm. The third tip, keep the children and pets at least 3 feet away from the grill area at all times. And number four, always check that the gas grill lid is open before lighting it. These gentlemen that I have here before me know what they do when they're grilling and chilling. Mr. Cortez, usually this is your time to shine annually with the do's and don'ts of Memorial Day weekend grilling and chilling. Now, I know you got to be doing some grilling this weekend.
Oh, I am. My top, they didn't mention this on that list, man. Refrigerate your shit, folks. Refrigerate any meats, you want to refrigerate them. Mm-hmm. Don't leave them out too long. Don't leave that shit out too long, folks. Mm-hmm. If you leave it out too long, you know, the air, you can get any kind of airborne contaminants on your meats.
Maybe flies.
Also, I hope not, man. Also, what you want to do when you mess with your grill, grill the chicken. I grill chicken last, man. I don't grill the chicken first because I need that heat to be super strong, man. Save your heavy meats for last. Save your light meats early, man. They cook easier. Plus, you get to test the flame out to see how hot that shit really is.
Okay. Now, what has your experience been as far as family during your grilling and chilling during the Memorial Day weekends of the past?
I tell motherfuckers, if you want something unique, something flavor, you want something that you want to eat, you can bring it over here. If you want to bring it, some people may not want the traditional hot dogs and turkey and all that stuff. They may want something exotic, man. And my attitude is, if you want it, be my guest. You can bring it if you want it. You can bring it because I'm not going to break my neck to go out and buy some exotic shit, man, that I don't eat myself, man.
Well, do you feel that people that bring stuff over, let's say uncooked stuff, that you should have to break your back even further and cook their food also?
Nah, I don't see no wrong with that, man.
Okay.
That's all good. They're going to tell you before they get over there, like, look, man, I got some stuff that needs to be cooked on the grill. And it's all good, you know. It's all good. As long as, like, let's just say if they bring a squad of 20 people, man.
Oh, shit.
And all they bring is the chicken leg, man. We're going to have some fucking problems, man. We're going to have some serious problems, man, because it's not going to match up, man. So, if you do go over to somebody's house, you bringing food, you bringing guests with you to go over these people, over your friend's house or whatever, I feel as though make sure it's enough just out of respect to the household, man. Just don't roll over there. You know, you got 20 people. You decide you want to bring some Hawaiian rolls with you or whatever.
Hey,
man,
those Hawaiian rolls are good, man. Don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on them. They're the shit.
I'm waiting for them to make them into the hot dog and hamburger rolls, man.
They do hamburger rolls.
Oh, they got them?
Oh,
I did not see them in the store.
They've been had them. Now, hot dog rolls, I'm not sure. They might do that. But at the same time, I don't mind, like, the potato rolls. Potato rolls are all out of sight. I can dig that.
Yeah, the potato, expensive for some weird reason this time. I guess because the cost of food went up. But, yeah, you want to make sure, folks, you got all that stuff situated, you know. And because things are different now, I would really recommend if you do bring folk over. Like, I got my in-laws coming over. It's just two of them. I gotta see how the social distancing is gonna work.
Are you gonna put some paint on the floor and do like 6 feet circles?
Yeah, I was gonna do that, man. I was gonna put the gym tape down and say, "Oh, you're not 6 feet apart. You see that damn line? You need to get behind that line."
Mm.
Now, I think what's gonna happen. The social distancing is gonna last for maybe about 30 minutes, and we're gonna walk around with no mask on, man.
Oh my god.
It's just hard, man. And we only inviting just those two, man.
Okay. GPS.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Cortez. I mean, you can keep it as small as you want, but here's the problem. You know, in this effort to social distance, technically, every person would have to social distance. You can't social distance spouses, though. At some point, you're going to be within 6 feet of each other, let alone maybe even 6 inches. And if one is exposed, then the other gets exposed, right?
That's usually what happens.
So it's just a matter of time before, you know, this whole thing sets in, because it's already kind of going on too long. Some people, you know, the small business owners are like, listen, I can't make my money. I'm opening up. I don't give a fuck. You know, people want to get out of their houses and live their lives and, you know, be out from under the inconvenience of this. I don't give a damn. I'm going to do what I want. And that's it. You can only go so far with this, and the people are just going to get lax and start, you know, they're going to get even more lax and just start doing whatever the hell they want to do.
So now you're in between like three jobs this weekend. Would that be correct? Now what are you going to wind up doing besides sleeping? You're not going to be grilling and sleeping. I mean,
my plan today is when I leave my primary job, I'm going to go pick up my dinners from my cousin.
Okay.
Going to bring them back home to my son, and we're probably going to chill out for the rest of the night. I mean, I really have one more run that I really need to make, but I'm probably going to make it stay for tomorrow. When I go, I may get up and go tomorrow and make that liquor run, but I got one more job after that, three stops up to upstate New York, not New York City this time.
Whoa, wait a minute. You're going up to New York?
Yes, I am.
Jeez.
Upstate. Huh?
You're killing yourself, man. I mean, this is supposed to be a weekend to chill. I'm telling you.
I know. But, you know, again, I am an essential employee on dual fronts. You know, I'm a government employee. I also hold a CDL. So
you're essential.
That's it.
Totally essential. But one thing that you did mention, that you're going to be heading to Roger, and luckily that you said that. I was checking out their Instagram. And they got a sale going on right now for a limited time. First off, shout out to Roger Wilcohen. There's several locations in South Jersey. They have 32-ounce crowlers that are now available in the cold box. And they got Yuengling Hershey's Chocolate Porter that's available. $7.99 at your local Roger Wilco. So for people that don't know, what is a crowler, GPS?
It's a funny-shaped bottle mug thing. I think it's like 32 ounces.
Yes, it is.
I guess it's just short of a mini keg, but that seems to be the new size now. I guess since you can't have a 40, you can have a crowler.
This is something that y'all can just jump across the bridge if you're in the Philly, South Jersey area, and pick up that Yuengling Hershey Porter 32-ounce crowler for only $7.99. See, look at Cortez has this smile on his face when he heard about the crowler. Sounds like a good deal, bro.
Don't you got to return it, man, or is it disposable?
No, I think you keep that, don't you? I'm pretty sure you keep the crowlers.
The reason I ask, I never had one before.
Okay, all right. Well, what's your choice for drinking, at least this weekend?
Oh, I guess I'm messing with my hypnotic, man. You know, do a hypnotic as normal with a little juice splashed in there, man. Okay. I'll be good to go. It depends, man. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Memorial Day, man. So we're debating if we're going to do it on Sunday or we're going to do it on Monday, man.
It looks like the weather's going to be nice. So definitely make sure that you're out there grilling, chilling, being safe. Just enjoy food and just enjoy your time and everything. That's the most important thing. So we definitely appreciate Mr. GPS coming with his advice. His advice is always powerful and uplifting, and we all need a bit of uplifting with the crisis and the pandemic that's been going on lately. So we thank you for listening to the Lifestyles of the Semi-Rich and Semi-Famous with the Champagne Dreams, the Caviar Nightmares, and the Hershey's Chocolate Porter at your local Roger Wilco. Get it today.
yeah, yeah. Pensaba que te había olvidado, pero pusieron la canción, que cantamos bien borracho, que bailamos bien borracho, nos besamos bien borracho los dos. Pensaba que te había olvidado, pero pusieron la canción, que cantamos bien borracho, que bailamos bien borracho, nos besamos bien borracho los dos. Pensaba que te había olvidado.
Justo cuando creía que por comerme a 2 o 10 te olvidaría, cogí un respiro y me salí de la vía. Y como un pendejo no sabía lo que hacía. Nunca lo superé, nunca te superé. Hasta me aprendí toda la balada en inglés. Respiré y conté hasta 3. Eres la fantasía oscura de Kanye West, bebé. Hey, hace tiempo lo barato me salió caro. Ya solo tuiteo a la loca, disparo. Como olvidar la bella que era en el carro. La que guío solo, pensaba que te había olvidado. Yeah, pero pusieron la canción. Yeah, que cantamos bien borrachos, que bailamos bien borrachos, nos besamos bien borrachos los dos. Pensaba que te había olvidado, pero pusieron la canción, yeah, yeah.
Que cantamos bien borrachos, que bailamos bien borrachos, nos besamos bien borrachos los dos. Ey, ey. Ya hace tiempo que no venía a mi cabeza, pero ya van par de cerveza y me acordé de cómo tú me besas. De todos los polvos encima de la mesa y en el carro, la playa, el motel, en casa de tu pai cuando yo te iba a ver. Las veces que tu mai no llegó a coger, tú brincando mojadita, sudando Chanel. Yo sé que lo nuestro es cosa de ayer y me pone contento que te va bien con él. Yo ni te extrañaba ni te quería ver, pero pusieron la canción que te gustaba poner y me acordé de ti cuando me hiciste feliz. Se acabó, pues me fui. Ey, yo mismo me río de mí porque
pensaba que te había olvidado. Pero pusieron la canción. Yeah, yeah. Que cantamos bien borrachos, que bailamos bien borrachos. Nos besamos bien borrachos los dos.
Y yo pensaba que tu nombre estaba muerto, pero te soñé despierto, ey. Hoy salí pa' la calle suelto, sin sentimiento, el corazón desierto.
Y yo pensaba que tu nombre estaba muerto, pero te soñé despierto. Hoy salí pa' la calle suelto, sin sentimiento, el corazón desierto.
I want to make a little note here. Last week we were talking about the pandemic and how it's hit a lot of factories hard. And one of the factories that was hit was the ramen noodle factory. Oodles and Noodles was hit. It was a big blow. But one thing that I was happy to see that there was a lot of people out there that took heed of what we said on the show, and they were creating a lot of great ideas to cook ramen with different types of foods and everything. So here at the show, we thank everybody for listening and coming up with ideas with your ramen. And what we always say is, imitation is the best form of flattery. So you're welcome. We bring the news, Cortez, and people heed it, and they do. They run with it.
Yeah, because I think by doing that, I think Rahman got more attention than normal, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all understand the contributions of Rahman now.
Yes, we do.
And the many dishes we can have with Rahman.
Absolutely, absolutely. So shout out to all the people that have been creative with their Rahman, and also shout outs to everybody that's been listening to us, because we always say G-Fire is worldwide. Of course, here in the States, we got them in Europe, we got them in Africa, we got it over in the Far East. Everybody's listening. We appreciate it. And remember, you can catch us always on Podomatic, on SoundCloud. Now, of course, we're on Spotify now, so just check us out there. And, of course, Apple Podcasting. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap this up with the final thoughts of Mr. Cortez. So, soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
To all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
My final thoughts is really pretty self-explanatory. Be 100% you. Do not dilute yourself. What I mean by that, man, in these times and these crises, sometimes we want you. We don't want someone acting like you. We want 100% you to step up and do what you need to do in order to handle your business.
GPS, what about yourself?
I want everybody to relax for me this weekend, because it may not be until Monday that I can really relax.
Oh, but my goodness, man. I could tell you just like you like falling out there, man.
Dude, I got about 4 more hours and I'm on permanent park. Okay?
Oh, my God. How many hours you been awake?
Since 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Shit.
And yeah,
maybe even earlier, because the alarm went off about maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock, but I was probably seriously up at 6.
Man.
And I've been rolling ever since.
You are a soldier, sir. You are a trooper and an essential person. And, of course, we applaud you for what you have done for everybody during this whole pandemic here, as well as all the other first responders and essential personnel throughout the country. We appreciate your help. I'm still seeing people at Walmart grabbing 2 packets of toilet paper, put one of them the fuck down, and leave it for the rest of us. I saw that shit this morning. I had to dime them out again. I was like, that old lady right over there. That old lady right over there. She took 2 packs. Take one away.
Man, she probably yelled out loud, you bitch, little bitch.
I said, you can get the finger, the middle.
Like snitches get stitches.
There you go. That's right.
Old woman yelling, stitches get stitches. You don't know?
For real. So. All jokes aside, essential personnel is literally what the word says, essential. They're essential for this country. Mm-hmm. We've been taking them for granted for a very long time. Everything from Walmart to your local DoorDash that comes by. Shout out to DoorDash also. They've been working wonders. And GPS, we salute you for what you've done. And you got to make sure to get on your fucking ass from work, go home, get some rest, and grill, because we want to hear about those jerk chickens that you grilled up.
Yes, indeed. Oh,
yeah. You are grilling jerk chicken this weekend, right?
That is the plan.
My final thoughts is be grateful for the people that are around you. Be grateful for what you got, because you could have nothing. Relax. Enjoy what you have with family and friends. Party a little bit. If you do have friends come over, just play it safe. Just like Cortez said, be you. This is Growing and Chilling Weekend, the start of the summer, so everybody's got to have fun. I appreciate everybody listening this week, and we're going to get to a point where you can reply back to us, because we're going to be invading YouTube soon. Now, yeah, we might be slow to the game, but yes, even Cortez has got the thumbs up for YouTube, so we're going to get that all set up eventually, so then you can say that either the show's whack or whatever, and then we can come back at you and say, kiss my black ass. I mean, you know, we could do what we want. We've been missing doing that for a while. So
So
either way, you know, your comments and criticisms are most appreciated, because that helps us keep the longevity of the show. As long as we've been going, we're going on 10 years here, buddy. Have fun and relax this weekend. Remember to listen to us on Podomatic, on Apple Podcasts, on SoundCloud, and now you can even catch us on Spotify. So we're worldwide. Like we say, G-Fi is worldwide. Just remember, those who can will, those who can't won't, and si se puede. Peace.
Peace.
Later.